At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about, like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Adam Carter on the WCCO Morning News. The big news from the city of Minneapolis yesterday. Police Chief Madaria Arredondo says he will not seek another term, that when his term is up, he will leave the department. And one guy who's been policing in the city of Minneapolis a long time, who knows the chief very well and is no stranger to this radio station, is Inspector Charlie Adams of the 4th Precinct. You hear Charlie often on with Chad Hartman, good friends with Chad Hartman. We hear him all the time, and I'm usually on with Chad too, Charlie. But thank you so much for getting up early and joining us this morning. First of all, I guess, how surprised were you by Rondo's choice?
Well, Adam, he told us he was going to make a decision in the weeks to come. And yesterday we had our staff meeting, and he announced that he was not going to seek another term as chief, which I was kind of shocked. Known Rondo for well over 30 years, and I thought that, you know, he would hang, you know, he will continue to be the chief, you know, based on all the support that he received during the vote. So I was kind of shocked, you know, but, you know, I have to support his wishes and his family wishes. And now we have to just continue to move forward.
When you say move forward, I mean, in an honest assessment, does this set the Minneapolis Police Department back, having to change leadership?
Well, I wouldn't say it sets us back. I mean, it's going to be tough for the next chief to come in and try to establish the same relationship with the community that Chief Arredondo had. So that's going to be quite a task. I've been here for several different chiefs, right? And I mean, only one chief from the outside that came in and was able to establish that relationship with the community, and that was Chief Bill McManus when he was here. Now he's the current chief in San Antonio. But I mean, it's, you know, Minneapolis is tough to break into this community and gain that trust. So that chief's going to have a uphill battle gaining that trust. There's things that, you know, community has worked with our chief and former chiefs on. You know, let's take you know, our PCRC stuff. There was action items that's been worked for over years, you know, that they're trying to get reestablished. So that's going to be a tough battle for any chief coming in the police department to have that kind of opportunity to gain that trust right away.
Inspector Charlie Adams with the Minneapolis Police Department, our guest on WCCO Radio. Let me ask you this. You are someone who's lived, worked in the community for a long time, have a lot of connections. I would think you're someone who's very trusted by the community. Do you want the job?
No, actually, I don't. I mean, I'm happy being the inspector of the 4th Precinct, and that's a tough job being the chief. I mean, they love you, they hate you at the same time. It's pretty tough. I mean, it's tough being an inspector of the 4th Precinct, and I could not imagine how tough it was to be a chief.
The toughest thing for a new chief to come into, what do you think the toughest aspect of the job for someone who takes that position next will be?
Well, it's dependent. If it's taken from inside, then you already know the internal operations of Minneapolis PD, right? If you come from the outside, you have to, establish that relationship with the community, but also you have to establish that relationship with the officers. You have to know what officers you're going to put in your command, what inspectors you're going to pick. So it's something that's not going to be, it's not quick, right? It's just like an NFL football coach, right? You bring a new coach in, he's got to bring his own staff in, and he's basically got to bring his own playbook in. And then, your players got to learn the whole playbook all over again, right? And that's what we're talking about, policy. Policy changes, all that stuff's got to be implemented, through that new chief. So it's going to be tough. It's not an easy road, and community's got to be patient with the new chief because he's coming into a new situation.
Let me ask you this, Charlie. You said you don't want the job, but is there somebody right now in the rank and file or on the job in Minneapolis or maybe in the Twin Cities somewhere that you've got your eye on that you think would be a good fit?
You know, I there's a lot of people in Minnesota that could come in and do the job. One, Police Chief Blair Anderson, a real good friend of mine, does a great job up in St. Cloud. I would think he would be high on the list, right? There's some people in our front office. Eric Forrest, who's actually my boss, he's a great deputy chief. I think he would be a good person to take over. He knows the internal operations. He knows some of the community folks that he needs to work with. So, yeah, there's people in Minneapolis and in St. Paul that could probably step in and take over. But as the level of Chief Aaron Downer, where it comes to this whole dealing with the whole community and having that respect, that's still a battle for all of them.
Let me ask you, we've got about a minute left, Charlie. What do you think Chief Rondo's legacy will be? I guess when you think of Rondo, what do you think his greatest asset was as chief?
I just said a compassionate chief. He cares about people. He really cared about the community. He cares about his officers. Every time, you have an encounter with him, you walk away feeling good. I mean, he hung in there through the toughest times ever in the history of this police department. And I think he did a wonderful job, even though it's been tough for us the last 2 years, but it probably would have been even tougher if he wasn't the chief because of his personality.
Charlie, always appreciate the time. Thanks for the good work you're doing up in the 4th Precinct, and I'm sure we'll hear you soon on WCCO Radio, probably with Chad again.
Okay, thank you, sir. Appreciate it, Adam.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.